Good morning. A Wednesday morning post 4th of July holiday. We're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Sad news this morning as a longtime police officer in Fulton County died on Monday night after he was hit by a car. Explain what happened.
Yeah, he was helping a woman who had struck a deer in the town of Northampton in Fulton County. His name's Robert Johnson. He's from Mayfield. He had just left his job as a part-time Northville police officer about 10 o'clock on Monday night when he spotted a woman pulled off to the side of the road southbound on Highway 30. He pulled over to help. He crossed the road with a gun to kill the deer. A northbound driver in his mid-20s struck Johnson. Civilians on the scene attended CPR but could not revive him. The driver had moved to the right side of the road to avoid oncoming traffic that was making its way around the parked cars. Giardino, the sheriff, said the driver wasn't speeding, didn't have alcohol in his system, and he said after a preliminary investigation, there are no plans to bring any charges against him.
Again, a very sad story. Our thoughts and best wishes go out to the police officer's family who was struck and killed. The better news for today has to do with 20 people who became new citizens.
Yeah, 20 people took the oath of citizenship at a special 4th of July swearing-in ceremony in Rotterdam on the 4th of July. The new citizens hail from across the globe, mapping the diversity of the capital region. New citizens also came from China, Pakistan, Nigeria, Philippines, Slovakia, Turkey, Vietnam, Mexico, Togo, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, and Tonga. New Americans, they live in Amsterdam, Schenectady, Glenville, Clifton Park, Mechanicville, Niskayuna, Saratoga Springs, and Waterford now. We talked to one who said she felt particularly privileged because it happened on the 4th of July. It was a big deal to her. Her husband said, we had our big day on the big day for the U.S. It was a long time coming for that couple who applied for citizenship over a decade ago and have lived in the area for more than 15 years. The husband had worked at GE as an engineer since moving to the U.S. in 1999. Now he said he can get a new GE badge without the blue border that identifies non-citizens. The Oath of Allegiance is 140 words long, and it was administered by Schenectady County Supreme Court Judge Mark Powers. One of the people we talked to, Suwaki Chaves of Schenectady, has lived in the U.S. for the past 4 years. She works as a home health care provider. Said she loves America and said that Americans have different challenges. You can reach the sky, she said, if you want to. There are many things you can do. So big day for them, additional for some clearing the ceremony to be held somewhere around the area on the 4th of July, and this one yesterday was in Rotterdam.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us as she does each Wednesday. You can find out more at dailygazette.com. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.